speaking with Mercer County teacher Aaron Hart, and coming up in Antique Days in the latter portion of August, there's another car project where raffle tickets are being sold, and this kind of benefits Mercer County students who are involved in this. So tell us what's being raffled for this Antique Days, and how can people go about, I guess, if they want to purchase a ticket and try and win this thing, what happens?
Yeah, so we're giving away a 97 Corvette this year. Tickets are $10 a chance. They can contact the high school. They can contact me or Nick Seafeld, any of the students. We will be down next Friday to the Monmouth car show, the Monmouth Cruise, on Friday, August 5th. So we'll be selling tickets down there. And the car show, like I said, is coming up real soon, August 27th. And we'll be set up that day next to the Corvette selling tickets.
And this restoration project now has involved, I think, four different cars as we speak. A Nova, a Mustang, this 1997 Corvette that's being raffled off, and then also work is being done on the next project, which is an El Camino. Can you just speak a little bit about, you know, the work that goes into this? And, you know, this is basically students involved in these car projects that are being raffled.
So, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, me and Nick Seafeld sat down and said, you know, hey, we want to have something, you know, a little bit more involved that these kids can do. I mean, we're car guys at heart. We've grown up with cars our whole life. And we want to, you know, continue that on. I mean, these kids are always out working on their own vehicles or, you know, need that experience going forward into the trade. So we started building engines. And we gave away or built two 350 Chevy small block engines and gave those away at our car show. Well, then we had an opportunity to buy that Nova. So we did a raffle on that. We turned around and did the Mustang, and then COVID kind of hit. And we got really behind with the El Camino, but it is open to anybody in the community. The majority of the kids that are involved, I guess, are involved with my ag machine and power class down at the high school during the day. But we work at night at least once a week, and sometimes we even work on Saturdays. And it's just fun. There's a lot of volunteers. Brian Higgins is coming down. John Barnett, Richard Downey, that's a local mechanic here in town. I'm forgetting people, I know I am, but it's open to anybody. Parents can come with their kids. Anybody in the high school can come, and we're just trying to help promote Antique Days by giving away a car every year. We're trying to teach some skills to students moving forward.
And then the proceeds then from the raffle tickets kind of sustain this program and allow you to continue on.
Yes. It rolls into the next year project. Like you said, we're working on that 78 El Camino right now. We've actually got a 1971 Chevy C10 short bed that we're going to do the following year. So we just roll the proceeds every year right into that. And allows us to, you know, hopefully build some really, really cool cars.